run through a grinder and grind it up, and you'd make hot tamales. Or in the older days, well, they'd make hoghead souse or hoghead cheese. Different hoghead people had different names.
I see. Did you ever take that meat maybe from the head and mix it up with cornmeal or anything like that? Or onions or anything?
Well, no, other than making the hot tamales. Now, that's the way you make your hot tamales is you scald your meal.
Yeah.
And after you've seasoned your meat that you boiled off of the head, well, you season it, and if you scald your meal and put a small amount of meal and make a little crevice in the meal,
yeah,
and lay it on a shuck, a regular corn shuck,
yeah,
and put your seasoned meat in the meal, and then roll it and fold each end in and place it in a pot. Well, then whenever you got it, your pot full, you'd take one plate and turn it upside down on the pot, put just enough water to steam it, and turn this plate upside down and set an old-timey wood arm on top of the plate to hold the plate down to where the hot tamales wouldn't rise to the top and to where they'd all cook through. And I was making the hot tamales.
Okay, did you ever make something from the liver?
Liver and onions.
Liver and onions?
Hash.
Hash.
Liver and hash. Liver.
How's
that? How would you use the light?
Liver and light.
Liver light and all that, and boil it together, and then put onions and seeds and make hash. Eat up right.
With some hog meat or cornmeal and cook it, and after it got cold, you'd fry it and slice it. Anything like that?
No.
You ever make scrapple or
no?
You hear that? Okay. Now, if you kept your butter too long and it didn't taste good, you say what would happen to it?
Butter's rank.
Rank?
Right.
Okay. Now, thick sour milk that you kept on hand, you call
clabber.
Clabber. Okay.
If it was thick, if it had clabber, otherwise it was sour or blue jun.
Blue jun.
That's, in other words, that's milk that is spoiled or sour, and it's not clabbered completely. A lot of people call it blue jun because there was very little cream on it.
Did you ever make anything from the, what would you make from the clabber?
You'd churn the clabber and make butter.
Okay, yeah, that sour thing, the sour milk you might make out of that one.
If it was refrigerated, or in other words, if it wasn't spoiled, well, you could use it in making biscuits or bread.
Mm-hmm.
And same thing applies to the clabber. Well, you could use the clabber milk for, in other words, it serves the same purpose as yeast. It would help to make it rise.
Did you ever make anything else out of clabber? Sort of cheese? Or?
Make curd.
Curd? Okay.
Out of the clabber.
Right.
We never did make any cheese.
Curd was what? Was that a white?
It's white, like you buy cottage cheese. Right.
Okay. Now, the part of the hog, okay, other parts of the hog you'd use, other parts of the...
Well, you do...
The entrails, as you call them, the what?
Right, the intestines, or chitlins. Most people referred to them in the old days as chitlins.
Yeah.
And the way you do that, well, you would, when you'd finish with your hog and had him safe from flies or where nothing couldn't bother him, why, you'd have the chitlins covered, and you'd clean those.
Mm-hmm.
And after you had cleaned them and got all of the tallow or fat off of them, well, then you would turn them wrong.